Bless the Lord. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And we, the dead in Christ, is going to rise first. And we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up to them, together with them, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we all be with the Lord. Now, he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
So Jesus is coming. That is a settled thing. That should comfort our hearts, that he is coming. And if we are looking for him, if we are watching for him, then the Bible said that's who he's coming for. So are we waiting for the Lord? Are we looking? Are we watching for his coming?
Amen.
Then he's coming for his people. That's the main thing to determine. But he's going to do a quick word.
Amen.
That's the word that comes to me suddenly. Suddenly. I'm going to preach on suddenly.
Amen.
But before I do that, I want to say this has been a long week for me too. I tell you, the first of the week, the Lord gave me a little touch, a little visitation, I was so to speak. But during that week, boy, I tell you, I'm glad the week is about gone, I tell you the truth, because there were some days, I tell you, I felt like I was on fire prep. I felt like, boy, I'm going to get up there, I'm going to really be able to preach. And some things happened, boy, and like you got a big balloon, you know, you fill with a, no, balloon is full of air, you know. And I was like that, filled up, you know. And all of a sudden, boom, the balloon punched you, you know. And boy, the water poured on the fire, man. I'm just, wow, what's going on, you know. And then things just happened, day happened. And, you know, things that I seen that if I probably would have listened to God and been more sensitive, could have been prevented. Things that could have been prevented, that's what bothered me. And they bothered me. And they weighed heavy up on me. They weighed heavy up on me. But thank God, I went to the house and I laid down, and the Lord gave me a little respite from it. Because it was really bombarding. The lies of Satan, the lies of hell just bombarding in. And I tell you, those things, if you give them place, they will move you. They will cause you to think things. Even though you notice the will of God, the devil tell you, well, you need to go do this. You doing this here, and you a big hindrance here. You just need to go and live out here until you change some things. Now, we just heard this morning, I'm not going to wait till my change comes. Just got to get the right spirit within us. As we heard, we got to die out to our will. And that's what we're battling with, church. We just got to totally kill it. I've seen that.
Amen.
Within myself also. But Jesus said, I want to read a scripture. He said, the hour has come. Because before he said this, some of the Pharisees that come to, the Greeks that come to one of his disciples said, we want to see Jesus. And this disciple went and told another disciple. And the two disciples together went and told Jesus. And then he said, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. See, what I gather from the reading these Greeks wanted to see Jesus, Jesus knew the time. We heard about time. And he knew that his time was come. These Greeks wouldn't want to see him for no good.
True. Yes.
They're probably set up by the Pharisees, because the Pharisees that said on up, you therefore said the Pharisees among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is going after them. See, they had went to try to get Jesus before, and they come back to never man speak like this man.
Amen.
We couldn't do nothing. He's speaking such truth that we couldn't bring him. We couldn't lay our hands on him. He speaks with power and authority. And they couldn't bring him.
Oh, yeah.
So when the disciples came and told Jesus, then he said, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die. We heard about dying.
Amen.
We come here to die.
Amen.
To die. For what reason? It abides alone. If you don't die, one thing we're going to do, if we don't die, we're not going to live.
Amen.
But if we die, we're going to live. But if we don't die, out to the flesh in the natural, then we're not going to live in the spirit, and we're going to be alone. We're going to be cut off. But what Jesus is saying, if we do die, then it's going to bring forth some other fruit with it. I'll read it. It abide alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. So why did God want us to die? So we can bring forth much fruit. To who? To him.
Amen.
Show forth his glory. He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Now I want to go down. What Jesus said, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Why was his soul troubled? Because he knew the time. He knew it was time for him to be offered up. Amen. He knew it was time for him to suffer. He knew that it was time for him to go through this tribulation that was before him.
Yeah.
Of shame. And we heard about shame. He was going to be shamed, church. He was going to be mocked. He was going to be beat. And more than that, the iniquity of us all was going to be put up on him. And then his God was going to forsake him.
Amen.
Because God can't look on sin. But he was troubled. His soul was troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. Are there what we crying? Father, save us from this tribulation. Think about it. Are we crying that? Father, save us from this tribulation. But Jesus said, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Hallelujah. Are we going to say, God, let the tribulation come on. Glorify your name. Your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory. What's better yet? Hallelujah. Go ahead, Brother Simpson, and praise him. The Bible said, praise him in the dance. Hallelujah. Praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Praise him with the clap of the hands. Praise him with the beat of the feet. He is alive. And it is a work of God we see, but we must see it with the spiritual eye. The Greeks seek after a sign. And that should no sign be given to this generation. This is a wicked generation. And they're getting a sign, but they don't know it. They don't know it. Hallelujah. But we got a sign of the hand of God. We can see God working if we got spiritual perception. Amen. Then came their voice from heaven saying,
amen.
I have both glorified it and I will glorify it again.
Yeah.
When did he first glorify it? There you go. Amen. That's when he first glorified. This is my beloved son to whom I am well pleased.
Yeah.
Then he said, now I'm going to glorify it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He glorified again on the death of Jesus. The death when Jesus died on that cross, God was glorified.
Sure.
Though it may seem like God was defeated. He wasn't defeated.
No.
Hallelujah. So you got to see afar. We got to see afar. We got to see farther than the now.
Amen.
That was coming to resurrection.
Oh, yeah.
And God knew it.
Yes.
He said, I will glorify it again. Now I want to get to a verse. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said it thundered. And others said, an angel spake unto him. But this is what Jesus said.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. And this is why. He said, now, right now, it's the judgment of this world.
Amen.
Now it's the judgment of this world.
Uh-huh.
Now shall the prince of this world be cast out.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, to me, the understanding of that was, when we come to Jesus, the prince of this world is to have no more place in us. Because he's cast out. Cast out from where? Cast out of his place. And God came and got true worshipers to fill that place. And see, I can see it. When God saved us from all, you know, thinking, all logic, all thinking, the devil should have gave us no more problem. Because Jesus just said he's cast out, he's judged. But what happened? What happened to the church? That's it. We gave him place. You see, we gave him place over the years. We've been in our own will. We let the devil come in and get strongholds. And once the devil get a stronghold, he don't let it go easy. He don't let it go easy. You got to fight. Church, you got to keep fighting. You gave him that place. You got to fight to get it back. You got to fight to get it back. You got to press to get it back. You got to press. Jesus. But I got news for you. Hallelujah. Praise him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I got news for you, see. This is where it come in. God works on a time schedule. See, God had another plan. Yes, he did. He said, okay. They fallen. The church really, it's lost its savor.
Amen.
It has. It's not effective like it should be.
No.
But God's had another plan.
Amen.
He's okay. He's okay. I got another time. And it's called. The book of Acts talked about it. The heavens are going to receive Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The prophets foretold of it.
Amen.
Until a certain time, the heavens must receive him. Until the restitution of all things.
Amen.
So that's coming, a restoration.
Amen.
It's already been going on.
Amen.
But it's going to suddenly be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 And so God is, he designed this tribulation. To so to speak, this that we've sowed, but we haven't walked before him and been perfect all our days,
uh-huh.
And we wavered and failed him and give place, then he's got a time of chastisement. Even now, church,
yes.
we are sowing a new crop. We should be.
Yeah.
Because we heard this morning, we shall reap in due season if we faint not. What if we faint then? What's going to happen? Are we going to reap?
No.
No. I don't care how much we labor sowing a new crop. If we faint, we're not going to reap.
Amen.
But if we just keep on
right.
Until the end,
amen.
We shall receive the reward of the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to reap the reward.
Amen.
But the point I'm getting to, God's got another time, see? But God moves on time.
That's right.
Why haven't the things changed the way we want them to change? Because it's not God's not going to move in how we want him to move.
Amen.
He's going to move according to his word, and he's going to move on time. And I will show you that.
Amen.
From the word of God.
Amen.
But there is coming sudden, listen to me, there is coming sudden destruction, and there is coming sudden fulfillment of the restoration of the people of God. Yes, sir. I got both scriptures. I ain't gonna stay up here long, and I ain't gonna read a whole lot of scriptures, but I'm gonna drive the point home. There is coming sudden destruction, and there is coming sudden salvation. I'm telling you, when God moves, see, suddenly, you know what the word suddenly means? At an instance, it happens, and see. When something happens suddenly, if you're not prepared, you're done.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. We got to prepare now, so when it happens, we'll be ready.
Yeah.
See, we ain't going to wait till the time it happens, and then we have time to prepare. No, when it suddenly happens, that's it.
Amen.
Suddenly, don't give you no time to prepare no more. That's it. It's going to happen.
Right.
Sudden destruction. Sudden salvation.
Amen.
Amen. It's coming. Restoration.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to read a scripture out of Proverbs.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, my son, fear thou the Lord, the king, and melt thou to them that are given to change. Now, we heard a message about change. Y'all remember it?
Yeah.
And it goes with witchcraft. Right. Changing, always changing, always changing. It works witchcraft. You may be somebody may tell you, they change, then they change you back, then they change you back. What you think they're working on with Richard Wombon when they put him in cold water, then put him in hot water? That's a change. Working witchcraft, trying to affect his mind.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's witchcraft.
Amen.
It said, be not meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly. And who knoweth the ruin of them both? Now, there's a change. Now, if we always changing. We better check what spirit is operating. It could be a spirit of witchcraft. If we say this one time, we change, and we say this, then we change, and we go back this, and we change. We're always changing. That's something wrong. God is don't change. He said, I am the Lord, and I change not. God don't change. He may change circumstances, situation, but he is the same. And when he speaks a thing, it's settled.
Oh yes.
It's settled. But there is a good change, and we heard about that. And there's a song that says, he's changing me, he's changing me. From earthly things to the heavenly, from glory to glory. You know how it go. My Lord is changing me. Amen. See, there is a change to the better. Like Joe said, I'm going to wait right here till my change come. Now, there is a change from this earthly to the eternity. Now, that's a good change. Now, that's a change we should wait on. But to be changing now, you know, one way you this way, one way you that way, one way you say this, next time you say that, then something wrong.
Amen.
We got to be steadfast in what we believe. Amen. Unmovable. Tell that spirit, boy, it's strong. And the devil, I'm telling you, he wants to destroy you. I just put it that way.
Amen.
He is now, like Revelation said, he's having great wrath. He's coming down to you know, just give, try to get you to give up. Throw in the towel, so to speak. He's using every instrument, lies, whatever he can do.
Amen.
But you got to hold fast your faith. Now I want to read another scripture. Bless the Lord, church. Hallelujah. A mighty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eye. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his finger. Now, I want to say something about that. He speaketh with his feet. Now, we got to be careful how we use our feet. Now, I'm going to say this, and I say it in the fear of God, and I say it with all sincerity, and I say it with all truth. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But now, our feet, now, these little children, the Bible says take a rod to them. But you don't use your feet on these little children. Boom. I don't believe that's right. That's speaking with your feet. Now, I don't believe that's right. I believe if you're going to correct the child, do it right. Don't use your feet to kick them. We might learn that in the world, but that ain't right. That ain't the way of God. He's going to use the rod. Amen. He's going to use the rod. The rod of correction. Thank God for it.
Thank God.
We need to be corrected. We need to be put in the right way. The straight way.
Yeah.
Amen. Formless is his heart. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall this calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Now, I'm going to use the word suddenly. I'm concentrate on the word suddenly. Amen. Suddenly. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust. And the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passes away. Yea, it shall be at an instant, suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord. Now I want you to hear this. This is what one brother was speaking from last night. The same chapter in Isaiah. But said, thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise and storm, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. Now all those others we've seen. We've seen the thunder. We've seen the earthquakes happen. We've seen the great noise. Where we see that? Do you think that bombing out in Oklahoma City was a great noise? It was a great noise. When it blew up, it was a great noise. Storm and tempest we've had, but now the flame of devouring fire.
Amen.
And that's going to be not only be, we're going to have a nuclear war. But I ain't talking about that only. Jesus himself going to be revealed from heaven. And who knows that it may not be during the time when them nuclear bombs have went off. He's coming in flaming fire to take vengeance on all them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. But it's going to be suddenly. That's what I want to concentrate on. Suddenly. Amen. Bless the Lord, church. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I listened to one tape. One of the brothers gave me a tape of an evangelist. And he said, this preacher come in, you know. Said he was talking about, you know, like jealous preachers. He said, this one preacher, say, he, when he was up, he wanted everybody to hear what he said. He'd get the tape recorder, punch it on, you know, put it on, want everybody to hear everything he said. But he said, when the other preacher come up, say, got down, sit down, and made sure the preacher looked at him, he took his finger and punched it off. And said, what you think the preacher should have said? Well, I might well give up. I might well go sit down. He said, no, he was a good holiness preacher. So he just went on and preached. And said, for long, said, the Spirit of God fell, so all the people in the house was on their feet, just praising and glorifying God. And said, say, look over there, said that one preacher over there with his arm folded. And everybody else in the house was praising God. Well, he said, you know what he said? He said, Go ahead, devil, fold your arms. I'm going to preach. Go ahead, dig in your heels. I'm going to preach. And he went on to preach. So that's where I feel this morning. If y'all want to fold your arms, that's all right. If you want to dig in your heels, that's all right. I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book that it may be for a time to come, forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Man, lying children, we heard about a lying spirit.
Amen.
Last night. Which say to their seers, listen to this, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceit. That sounds like the scripture in the New Testament. So they shall not endure sound doctrine.
Amen.
But after them own self, say he to himself, teachers having itching ears, want to hear something smooth, want to hear something to satisfy their flesh.
That's right.
Now this, I'm showing you the destruction, sudden destruction coming. But I'm going to get to the part where God's going to come suddenly to his people.
Amen.
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 But destruction is coming.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason, I want you to know that it ain't far off.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't far off.
Amen.
It's close.
Amen.
Boy, praise the Lord. Do y'all believe that?
Amen.
Do y'all believe that?
Amen.
That destruction is close.
Amen.
Then, what manner of men ought we to be? God help us. And all holy. All manner of holy conversation. All manner of holy living.
Amen.
Knowing that it can happen anytime. We've been hearing that over and over. And God drove that home to me last night about how Moses and Aaron fell on their face and Joshua rent their clothes. It was a serious time them people were doing it. It was something to cause Moses to fall on his face, Aaron to fall on his face. Man. And Joshua to rent his clothes and Caleb to rent his clothes. And God was saying, my, what, you know, don't they know? What are they doing?
Yes.
We're just that close too.
Yes.
And if we start saying we ain't able, if we go around saying we ain't able, we're going to discourage people.
Amen.
We're going to discourage our brothers and sisters. And God ain't going to let that be.
Amen.
But I'm going to get to the scripture. God's going to remove. He said he'll remove all things that offend. And I say that with all conviction, that if it's me, move me.
Amen.
Hey, I want to see God, people say. I want to see God be God.
Amen.
I don't want to see myself as something.
No.
I know God is God. I know he has loved me. Though he has rebuked me often, though I failed him over and over and over and over and over again, he's having to do drastic measures to try to save me. But I know he is righteous, and I've tasted the goodness of the Lord, and I know he's right, and I know he's holy, and I know he deserves praise. So I want him to be saved if I be damned. Amen. So get thee out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Now that you can take that two ways. They can be telling the prophets, get out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Don't talk to us about the Holy One of Israel. Get out of the way.
Amen.
Or you can take it that these ones that he said that prophesy on smooth things, they are telling them the wrong way. They are getting them out of the way.
Amen.
When they're speaking to them smooth things, when they're speaking to them lies, they are causing the people to get out of the way. They are turning them aside out of the path. They are causing the Holy One to cease from before them.
Amen.
Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because you despise this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon. Now that's something. It's one thing to get a little oppression come or a perverseness, but it's another thing to stay on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a thought come, oppressing spirit try to oppress you.
Yes.
But to stay on it, to love it, to accept it,
no.
We got to fight it.
Amen.
And we know how to resist the devil, right? Just submit ourselves, therefore, to God. God, whatever you want to do, help me to do whatever you want. Just help me to just yield myself. Just yield myself. And just submit to your will and resist the devil.
Amen.
Amen. Therefore, iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking coming suddenly at an instant. Sudden destruction is coming, church. It is coming. It is coming. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwelleth carelessly, and saith in thine heart, I am, and none else besides me. I shall not sit a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment. And one day, the loss of children and widowhood, they shall come upon thee in their perfection. For the multitude of thy sorceries and the great abundance of thine enchantments. Suddenly. Now we may think that's the false church, huh? But God's word writing to his people. The false church, they are, God ain't married to them. He ain't married to them.
Amen.
But this could be in the midst of God's people saying this. That I don't sit a widow. You know what Revelation said? Say I'm rich. Laodicean church, I'm rich. I'm increased with goods. I don't have need of nothing.
Yeah.
Don't you have need of God?
Amen.
I'm rich, I'm increased with good.
Yeah.
And we what can I say? We candidates for that. Because we are rich, really. We are increased with goods. We don't have need of nothing.
Amen.
But we better be careful that we don't say that in our heart. We need God. In such a time as this, we must not lose what's coming on the face of this earth.
Amen.
Destruction coming.
Amen.
And our safety, our refuge is under the wings of the Almighty God.
Amen.
And the shadow of the Almighty under his wings.
Amen.
That's what we got to trust.
Amen.
And that's where we got to stay.
Amen.
And I tell you, if you're in the will of God, what can come against you that God don't allow? I am persuaded. Death, nor life, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, providing you keep yourselves in the love of God. I'm telling you, ain't nothing can get through that. You just can't. Because God is a big God. Hallelujah. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. When it, amen. Praise ye the Lord, church. You love the Lord today. Glory. One thing I want you to remember, he's coming suddenly. That's what I'm saying. It's going to be a sudden thing. You know, we ain't going to have time to get ready when it happens. When destruction comes, ain't no time to prepare, what I'm saying. When Jesus comes, when tribulation comes, ain't no time to prepare. That's it. It happens.
Amen.
It's going to be a quick thing God's going to do. It's going to happen suddenly. All right, let me read another scripture. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their way. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron. They are all corrupt. The bellows are burned. The lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain. Now, why is that? Why is it like that? Why is the blower, the bells being burned and the heat being put on and the lead is consumed of the fire? The founder melted in vain. Why is he melting in vain? Because for the wicked are not plucked away. Can you see?
Amen.
If we are wicked, for God to do his work, he's going to have to remove us. You hear me? We need to cry out, God, get wickedness out of me. I've been crying that out. I've been praying that. But we need to cry that, because if we got wickedness in us, we're going to have to be plucked away, because the fire is going to be continually, the bell is going to be continually burned in vain. The fire, the lead is going to be continually melted in vain. It's going to still be there. It's not going to be purified. It's not going to be purged until the wickedness is taken out of the way.
Amen.
It said, reprobate silver shall men call them, because the Lord has rejected them. It says, Lord can reject us. May we pray, Lord, don't reject us.
Amen.
And boy, I tell you, the way we can make our call and election sure is don't doubt God and believe his words. Amen. And be obedient. Turn our hearts to the Lord. Don't stiffen our neck. Don't harden our heart when we're reproved or when we're chastised of the Lord.
Amen.
Michael said, Brother Enoch told me a scripture the other day, and it fitted, because, boy, during that time, I wouldn't even want to get up and preach today. I tell you the truth. After yesterday, some things happened. I didn't want to get up and preach. I really didn't. Lord knows my heart. I really wanted to retreat. Tell the truth. I really wanted to. Seem like, man, I'm trying to get work done. I'm trying to get work. And this happened, that happened. And boy, I said, I just wanted to get away. I just felt I needed to just get away from this. Really, I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you. But I went home and laid down, and the Lord just let, somehow just helped me with that. He helped me with it. Amen. But look, I will bear, I just thought about the scripture, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. Why? Because I have sinned against him.
Amen.
I'm going to bear his indignation. And is it going to be forever? No. He said, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me.
Amen.
He will bring me forth to the light.
Amen.
And I shall behold his righteousness.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's bear the indignation of the Lord. Why? Because we have sinned against him.
Yeah.
He's righteous.
Yeah.
He's righteous in all his works, holy in all his ways.
Yeah. Glory.
Amen. Now, we know Proverbs 29:1. We heard it this morning. He that been often reproved, harden his heart, stiffen his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without a remedy. So let's don't harden our heart and stiffen our necks at reproof. God help us. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the scripture in Matthew, I'm getting close to the end. In 13:35-37, and it says, it talks about Jesus said to watch and pray, that you may be counted worthy. This is another scripture. Escape all these things that are coming upon the face of the earth and stand before the sons of men. But he said, watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Let's come in suddenly. See, he gonna come suddenly.
Amen.
He find you sleeping.
Yeah.
And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. So what I'm saying, let's prepare. Let's be watchful. Let's be prayerful. Because the Lord's going to come suddenly. And if we're sleeping, it's going to be like suddenly he's going to come on us. We ain't going to know. We ain't going to be ready. We ain't going to be prepared. And we're going to be left out, because the door's going to be shut.
Amen.
And we'll be outside. But we don't have to be like that, because we get warning. The Lord gives us warning after warning to seek him, to keep, get a spiritual mind, to watch, to pray. And we're at a time when the battle is even more intense.
Yes.
So we've got to put that forth, that more, much more effort,
yes,
to keep our minds on God. Because God don't want us to be sleeping.
Amen.
He wants to be awake. Paul said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
Amen,
amen, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now I'll read a scripture over here in the book of Jeremiah. And it talk about how it says it twice in here. So it's almost like one chapter and the next chapter God says it again. So when something is speaking twice, it's God means to do it quickly. It's established.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to read from there. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong. But I will make them suddenly run away from her. Come against the church. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? God saying, who got a heart like mine? And who's going to understand the time? That's what we heard about. Time. The men of Issachar, they had understanding of the time.
Yes.
To let Israel know what they ought to do. So we've heard there are some men that have understanding of the time. And they'll let you know what you ought to do. And God said, who will appoint me a time? Who will be like me? That's what he said.
Amen.
Who is like me? Who got a heart like mine? Who will appoint me the time or let my people know the time?
Okay.
And who is that shepherd that shall stand before me? He said, therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord, that he has taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. Who is that? Babylon? Amen. See, the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth is moved, and the cry is heard among the nations. So God, it's confusion. Babylon is confusion.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said their habitation is going to be desolate with them.
Mm-hmm.
See, God's going to fight for his people.
Oh, yeah.
Those that are his. This new world order, this satanic spirit, he's going to come against the people of God with the purpose to wipe them out.
Oh, yeah.
But they ain't going to be able to do it.
Right.
Because God has said, those that be alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. So God's word can't lie. That's going to be some people alive and remaining.
Amen.
When Jesus comes.
Amen.
Jesus said, and I believe it.
Amen.
And I will not doubt it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm getting close to the end. I'm going to read a scripture out of, I think it's Ecclesiastes. And this is an interesting scripture. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Before I go to that one, you know, the Bible said, evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now, that's what the scripture has to do with. If a man, for man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net. And as birds that are caught in the snare. Fishes that are taken in an evil net, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. And what are they snaring? Jesus, I make you fishes of men. What these evil men and seducers are doing? They're snaring fishes in a net. And as birds that are caught in the snare, as a snare shall it come upon all the world to try them that dwell thereon. There's a snare coming. We heard about it. We got to somehow help. Ask God to help us not get in the snare. Because it's so much. Once you get in a snare, it's hard to get out. Unless somebody come and help you out, you can't get out.
Amen.
You cannot get out. But it says a snare in an evil time. The sons of men are snared in the evil time when it falleth suddenly upon them. See, suddenly. It's coming suddenly. The snare's going to come suddenly. And if we're ready and we're watching and we're prepared,
yes,
then we're going to be caught in the snare. Because it is coming. Amen, church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, for man also knoweth not the time. But we have heard that God has given some men of understanding for this time to tell us and let us know what we ought to do. So thank God for that.
Amen.
That we know the time.
Yes.
We need not be snared because we do know the time.
Amen.
Amen. Now that scripture, back to Proverbs 24:21-22. It said, melt not them given to change. You know, really, that change is like a witchcraft, you know, because they say metamorphosis,
mm-hmm,
and there's a change.
Mm-hmm.
You ever hear them say that on it? And they say abracadabra. That's witchcraft.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's don't be given to change, church. Let's be steadfast and unmovable.
Yes.
Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Now God said that twice in Jeremiah 50:44. He said that about his people. Who's going to rise up? Who would have a heart like his? Who would tell his people their appointed time? He said that twice. Because he talked about suddenly that he was going to come. Now I'm going to read a scripture out of 51. I got about three or four more scriptures. I'm going to read one out of 51. And then I'm going to get to the last of my scriptures. This one out of Jeremiah 2. It's out of Jeremiah. Okay. Babylon is suddenly falling. Let me go up a little bit. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon hath been a golden cup in the hands of the Lord that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine. Therefore the nations are mad, confused, mad. Babylon is suddenly fallen, and destroyed. Howl for her, take balm for her pain, if so be she may be healed, but she won't be healed. In Revelation it talked about, oh, so great a riches coming, 1 hour, that sounds like suddenly, quickly it's going to happen.
Amen.
Things seem to be, oh, ain't no destruction coming, man, you see the cars going up and down the road every day, you see things seemingly continue on as they always have, seemingly people are just going on and enjoying life and having a good time. But that's all deceit.
Amen.
That's all a deceiving, beguiling spirit.
Amen.
Destruction is coming. We must keep that.
Amen.
Before our eyes.
Amen.
That we may have the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, you think if we be wicked, you think we're going to escape destruction of God? I don't.
Amen.
We're not. So that's why I say we must keep that before our eyes. That, oh, God's going to destroy all them. He's going to spare us. No, he's going to spare the righteous.
Amen.
That's it. If we're not righteous, we won't be spared. Amen. Bless the Lord, church. But God's going to save his people. I want to get to some scriptures. Hallelujah. 51:8. It said, Babylon's son is fallen and destroyed. How of her? Take balm for her pain, if so she may be healed. We would have healed Babylon. Look, listen. But she is not healed. God would have healed this world.
Amen.
He would have. If they would have accepted Jesus Christ, he would have healed the world.
Amen.
He would have saved all men. But they wouldn't be healed. They wouldn't come to him that they might have life. So now look what he said. Listen to what he said. Forsake her and let her go everyone into his own country. For a judgment reacheth unto heaven. Let them go. Have you heard that? For Ephraim jointed out, or let them go.
Amen.
Your family, so to speak, that are out there want to keep doing their own way, let them go.
Yes. Amen.
And let us do this. The Lord has brought forth our righteousness. Come and let us declare this in Zion the work of the Lord our God.
Amen.
Let us go up to Zion.
Yes.
Let us go into the holy city.
Yes.
Let them go their own way.
Amen.
Whoever want to go on and be destroyed, whoever want to go on in this wicked world, let them go. Turn them loose.
Amen.
That's what God said. He said, I would have healed them, but she wouldn't heal. She would not be healed. So now forsake her.
Hallelujah.
Now, suddenly, God said, I will do a quick work, and I'm going to cut it short in righteousness. Now, I'm going to tell of a king in the Bible, Hezekiah. Now, he made a covenant with God, and he started seeking God. He kept a Passover.
Yes.
And the people were no ways ready. They had sinned against God, and God had brought judgment on them, and they were no ways established. The priesthood wasn't even established. But Hezekiah was a righteous king, and he sought God. So he began to restore the ways of God.
Amen.
I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But he began to restore the order back.
Amen.
The due order. He began to do a work of restoration.
Amen.
And he began to set the priests in their place, the Levites, and began to prepare all the offerings and sacrifices, and told the people to sanctify themselves.
Amen.
And the Bible say that It was done suddenly. That's what I want to get to. It was done suddenly. In other words, it was so quick to the priests. Some of the priests didn't have time to sanctify themselves, so the Levites done the work. The Levites, they were more clean and kept themselves more holy. They did the work that the priest couldn't do because it was a thing done suddenly. That's what I'm doing. God said he prepared the people's heart, and the thing was done suddenly. See, God did the work. That's what I want to get to you. Can I read that? That last part of that. I'm going to read the last part of that, if I can find it. Right. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. It's in Chronicles. Hallelujah. But God did the work.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that God had prepared the people.
Amen.
For the thing was done suddenly. You know, see, we got to do what we can do, but it's going to take God to do this work.
Amen.
It's going to be such a sudden and a quick work of God.
Yes.
But it was such a blessing because all the people rejoiced.
Yes.
Now I want to quote Acts 16, in chapter 16, it talks about the jail. You know, Paul and Silas were thrown in jail.
Amen.
And they began to pray, and they began to sing praises at midnight.
Amen.
And suddenly, there come an earthquake. I'm saying when God's move, it's going to be sudden. That's one time it's a time, but when he does it, he does it.
Amen.
And it's done. And then in Acts 22 and Acts 9, we hear about Paul going to the road to Damascus with papers to persecute the Christian, to haul them to jail, to kill them, to whatever it takes, to stop them.
Right.
And suddenly, there shined a light from heaven.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Paul wasn't expecting that now. He wasn't ready for that. He didn't even know it was going to happen.
Amen.
So he found himself, man, in a derision. He found himself blind and what's going on?
Amen.
Who is this?
Amen.
What's happened to me? Smoke fear in him. It was such a sudden thing and such a overwhelming sudden thing. It smoked fear in his heart. Till he said, "Who art thou? You know, what kind of power is this? What have you having to do? I'll do it." But it's suddenly. And then in Acts 2:2, we know the scripture. The Bible said they were all in one accord, and they're all in one place.
Yes.
They all got in one accord. And suddenly there came a wind from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the place where they were sitting.
Amen.
And cloven tongues of fire set up on the head of each one of them, and they began to speak with other tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. But suddenly, and you know what it said? It said when the fullness of time was come.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was time then. It's come the time. The time is going to fill up, and that's going to be it. And suddenly, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to be ready?
Amen.
Are we going to be ready? Now's the time to prepare.
Because
when it comes,
amen,
there ain't going to be no preparing time. That's it. We're going to be what we are.
Amen,
so let's prepare to meet our God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He shall come to his people suddenly.
Amen.
There's another scripture said, this one I forgot. I'm going to quote this one and I go. In Malachi, it said, "Behold, I will send my messenger before my face. And he shall prepare the sons of Levi, that they may offer an offering in righteousness." And then it said, "The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple." So God's going to come to his temple, church. Let's just seek God and keep the zeal of the Lord. Not that we feel, but that whatever it takes in us that we want to please him.
Amen.
That we want to do his will. Not our will. Let's dial to our will.
Right.
Let's look to God now. It's God. It's not us. We're not the issue. God is the issue.
Amen.
Let God be saved. Let God be God.
Amen.
Let him do whatever he got to do to us, but let him be God.
Amen.
Let his will be done. Amen?
Amen.
Let his will be done.
Yes.
Not our will, but his will be done.
His will. Yes.
Amen. Lord bless you.
Glory.